Welcome to Jazz Set from NPR Music. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, and we're at the Jazz Standard in New York City celebrating the music of Charles Mingus, the pioneering bassist and composer who blended bebop, blues, and gospel into his own unique sound. And I might add, he always scared me to death when he came to see me sing. Charles Mingus's music is earthy, soulful, rowdy, and raucous. And it swings, too. Mingus wrote a treasure trove of songs during his long career, and this time on Jazz Set, the Mingus Big Band is playing the best of the best. Bassist and musical director Boris Koslov selected tunes from three classic albums recorded 50 years ago. He's put together an all-star ensemble, including trumpeter Randy Brecker, trombonist Kuumba Frank Lacey, pianist Dave Kosky, and drummer Jeff Tane Watts to play them. Now that's a band. They're lifting off before the standing room only crowd with a Charles Mingus salute to Charlie Parker, Gunslingin' Bird. On stage in New York and on Jazz Set, the MC from WBGO Jazz 88 is Michael Bourne.
The Mingus Big Band is live with the Jazz Standard. Gunslinging Bird, composed by Charles Mingus and arranged by Steve Slagle. Vincent Herring soloing on the alto sax. Boris Kozlov on the bass. Jeff Tane Watts at the drums just then. All the music tonight was composed by Charles Mingus for three albums, three classics that were released 50 years ago, Blues and Roots, Mingus Dynasty, and the first Mingus album I ever bought, and the Mingus album I still play most often on WBGO, and that's Mingus. Here's a piece that hasn't been played for 50 years. It's a new Cy Johnson arrangement of New Now, Know How.
Yeah.
David Kokoski at the piano, and the trumpets of Randy Brecker and Kenny Rampton. We're live at the Jazz Standard in New York. Up next is a beautiful piece composed and arranged by Charles Mingus, Self-Portrait in Three Colors.
That's The Revealing Self-Portrait in Three Colors by Charles Mingus. The saxes are Wayne Escoffrey, Vincent Herring, Abraham Burton, Lauren Sevian, and Doug Yates. Trumpets are Kenny Rampton, Randy Brecker, and Earl Gardner. Before Self-Portrait, we heard New Now Know How, arranged for this show by Cy Johnson. Michael Bourne's on stage at the Jazz Standard in New York, and I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set. Charles Mingus wrote over 300 works in his lifetime. It's one of the largest bodies of composition in 20th century American music, second only to Duke Ellington. The person most responsible for keeping the flame of his music alive is his wife, Sue Mingus. Sue oversees three bands: Mingus Dynasty, the original seven-piece group founded after Charles' death in 1979, the Mingus Orchestra, which features bassoon and French horn and plays lesser-known works, and the Mingus Big Band, which has 9 albums and 6 Grammy nominations to its credit. The three bands alternate Monday nights here on the home court at the Jazz Standard in New York, and they're drawing good crowds, too. They continue with an old tune with new lyrics by Elvis Costello, featuring the animated vocals of Kaumba Frank Lacy. After the music, Michael Bourne gives us the alternate title for E's flat, Ah's flat too.
By my window, refuse to be captured. I hope I wake up in time. Good King Neptune get filled up my street. A sad case tripping up the staircase. Friendly relations and laughing at my head. Gather like crows at the end of my bed. I hope I wake up in time. If you can, I can't quite. Think again, you can't fight. That you might not be smite. If it's wrong, it's not right. I'll say it once and I'll say it again. Now forever, ever, ever. Sound is bending, radio's humming. Who do you love now? Who you damning? Score is out of school, the melody fraction. Fan from the window, refuse to be captured. I hope I wake up in time. If you can, I can't quite. Think again, you can't fight. That you might not be smite. If it's wrong, it's not right. I say it once and I say it again. I feel a beautiful thing. If you can, I can't quite. Think again, you can't fight. That you might not be smite. If it's wrong, it's not right. I say it once and I say it again. I feel a beautiful day. We'll be right back.
E's flat, Oz flat two, featured Conrad Herwig on the trombone. Abraham Burton on the tenor sax. And the voice of Coomba, Frank Lacey. The alternate title of that horror, The Cubanist, means time for bed. Ain't nobody sleeping when this band is playing. And we're live at the Jazz Standard in New York. Up next is a blues from the album Blues and Roots. It's arranged by bassist Boris Kozlov and features a Mingus bass solo orchestrated for four horns, the Cryin' Blues.
Thank you.
The Crying Blues. Just then, a Mingus small band within the Mingus big band. Crying the Blues. Boris Kozlov on the bass and the arranger just then. And preaching to Umba Frank Lacey on the trombone. And Kenny Rampton on the trumpet. Wayne Escoffery is featured on the tenor sax up next on a Steve Slagle arrangement of Open Letter to Duke.
Thank you.
We're digging the sound of the Mingus Big Band. The trombones are Kuumba Frank Lacey, Conrad Herwig, and Earl McIntyre, also on tuba. Dave Kakowski on piano, forever bouncing around when he plays. Boris Kozlov on bass, and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. Wow. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Michael Bourne. Stay with us. This is a special occasion, and the confetti is ready on Jazz Set from NPR Music.
Jazz Set receives support from an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, and the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. Performance schedule at kennedy-center.org/jazz. And WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, the jazz source for 30 years. On the web at WBGO.org.
Lauren Sevian on baritone sax steps up to the mic and is featured on a Charles Mingus composition, a signature song for this band, not to be confused with the Bobby Timmons tune of the same name. Here's Moanin', one of my favorites by Mingus.
We'll be right back. Lester, you know someone great has gone. Mingin' music man with a Porky Pig hat on. A bright star in a dark age, when the bandstand got a thousand ways of refusing. A black man admission. black musician. In those days, they put him in an underdog position. Sarah and Chitlin, when Lester took him a wife, arm in arm went black and white. And some saw red and drove them from their hotel bed. Life is never easy. It's short of the hope we have for happiness, bright and sweet. Love is never easy street. So we out in the New York night. It's unlikely.
It's almost midnight. A toast to the nation from NPR Music. The Mingus Big Band is going to jump into the new year with a song with Orange, arranged by the band's longtime saxophonist and friend, the late John Stubblefield. Are you about ready for the countdown? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
That's the Mingus Big Band, ringing in the new year with MC Michael Bourne at the Jazz Standard in New York. I kept the occasion a secret as long as I could. Scriptwriter Mark Schramm produced our live recording with Jazz Set Technical Director Duke Marcos, plus Steve Remote and his team from Orisonic Limited. Our thanks to Artistic Director Seth Abramson and Danny Meyer of the Jazz Standard. And a special thanks to Sue Mingus. And we have music from the first annual Charles Mingus High School Jazz Band Competition held in February 2009 at jazzset.npr.org. You really should check that out. My recording engineer is Ginger Bruner at KUNV in Las Vegas. Producer, Becca Pulliam. Executive producer, Thurston Briscoe III of WBGO Jazz 88, your source for jazz for 30 years. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, back next time with more great live music just for you.